10 in the morning. What day? Can you guys tell me what day we're going to meet? Next Sunday. I'm going to send out some texts, and hopefully we'll remind everyone and put a sign. There will be signs on the door, definitely. But we're going to be meeting at Franklin Park, July 14th at 10 a.m. at the Pavilion. We're going to be worshiping the Lord together. Afterwards, we're going to have a picnic. Who likes picnics? I love picnics. So please bring a dish to share, something that we'll be able to handle, you know, an hour or two waiting before we get to it. So don't bring, like, something that is going to get hot and seafood. Don't bring seafood. There you go. If you do, bring it on ice. Bring it on ice. There you go. We're going to be there till about 2 p.m. And do dress comfortably. Josh definitely thought of that one, I think it was. Bring your own lawn chairs or blankets. We're probably going to have some chairs there, but if you would like to sit on a chair, I would encourage you to bring your lawn chair, your blankets, and invite friends and family. Invite as many as you can think of. Those you can't think of. Invite people that are out in the park. Tell them to come and join us. Thank you, Lord. Well, I want to take just a couple of minutes, and I want to speak an encouraging word to you. I want to remind you guys that we are a body of believers. We're not just a church staff that comes and performs for a group of people on a Sunday so that they can get their spiritual moment in for the week. We are a body of believers, and each and every one of you holds Holy Spirit inside of them, including the children. Children, listen. You guys have Holy Spirit inside of you. You have God inside of you. And I want us to have a service. Actually, I want us to have a life where God works through each and every one of us, where God may use you to share a word, may use you to sing a song, may use you to just praise the Lord and thank Jesus. This is not about just a few people conducting the service. This is about us as a body hearing what God has to say. Because He has a lot to say. As we were praying here earlier this morning, we want to hear what's on His mind. We want to hear what's on His heart. Now, sometimes that's exactly what's on our heart and on our mind. But I want to make sure that that's what takes place here today. And I want to make sure that you know that you are a part of what takes place here today. And if you don't say anything, if you just pray when you hear a song that stirs your heart, or if you just maybe say, praise the Lord out loud, or maybe just inside of you, you just let your spirit soar, that is going to help bring God's very, very presence in our midst. And when He comes, joy comes, healing comes, peace comes, life comes. And as we worship Him, I believe that as His presence fills that worship, we're inspired to do things. And I want you to know, if you feel inspired just to come up here and just lay out before the Lord or praise the Lord or dance before the Lord, whatever you feel in your heart God's asking you to do, be obedient, because it's through this obedience, it's through this being yielding to the Holy Spirit that we receive what He has for us. I can't bring it alone. Pastor Josh can't bring it. Pastor Gay can't bring it. The worship team can't bring it on their own. It takes all of us. And this is what God is doing in this day. It's not about a few. It's about the corporate. It's about the body of Christ. And you are the body. Would you stand as Pastor Gay shares a verse?
Now, we didn't talk this morning about what the Lord laid on His heart or mine, but this so goes right along with that I really feel like somebody here, if not all of us, need to hear this. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, David is returning to bless his house, and he's dancing before the Lord. Now, he's dancing in an unusual way for a king. He's dancing in a way that a normal person would, not a king. He has disrobed himself down to his ephod, I believe, and he is dancing before the Lord, before the band, before the maidservants, before everyone. He is leading the parade. And his wife, when he goes in to bless his household, she calls him on it. She's like, "So, you're dancing like that. How could you disrobe like that and dance before the maidservants?" And this is what he says to her. He says in verse 21, "So David said to Michal, 'It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor.'" Now let me just tell you that that word undignified, in a very simple form, it means joyful, light. He's going to be even more carefree before the Lord. That's our job, to give the worship that he's due, because that's what we were made to do, is to give worship to the Lord. So this morning, could you be a little lighter, a little more carefree than you have before? Just a little bit more. It's going to please the Lord with everything that you have, honestly. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Your goodness knows no end. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. So I'll sing because you are good. So good to me, yeah. Woo! I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your goodness knows no end. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good. And I'll dance because you are good. And I'll shout because you are good. You're so good to me. And I'll sing because you are good. Shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. So I sing because goodness knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. Well, I'll sing because you are good, and I'll dance because you are good, and I'll shout because you are good. You're so good to me. Yeah. in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you'll make something beautiful out of me. So I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open.
I love these two songs. They remind me of a verse, and I'll quote in King James Version, Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. It's been a struggle the last 2 years. My arm was ripped up, and God healed it. I didn't know where I was going, and yet God showed me a window of hope and joy. Just last week, God opened up another window. I took my placements test at the YVCC. I was shaking. But in reality, after all that I took that day, I went up to the lady to turn in my papers. And I took that slip of paper that she gave me. And I delivered it to my lawyer and my counselor. I'm still amazed that God is so loving and so caring. God provided me another window by going back to college. It says, I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open. If I didn't turn my life over to God and keep on persevering through Him, through Jesus, my life would be totally the opposite. Through Him, all things are always possible. And with your hope and joy, and I mean deeply with this, you got to trust in Him. And you got to be joyful in the Lord always. Because if you lose that hope, you'll never know what God really has for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Okay, as we were singing these songs, and we've sung these, well, at home, that we sing these songs quite often, and many of us probably standing here are probably reading this verse, and it says, I will climb this mountain with my hands wide open, and some of us are probably just saying the words, not really understanding that, what that means, and many of us go through trials and seasons in our life. Why is it every time this mic gets in my hand, I cry? But when we have our hands wide open, it's a sign of surrender. You know, like when, I don't know if many of us have been in this circumstance, but with cops or something, they make you put your hands up because they see that your hands are free of anything. You can't hurt them. And so I think of with your hands wide open, your hands are open, surrender, not holding on to anything. And that means holding on to the what ifs, holding on to the, well, maybe it should go this way because this is what I want. Or you think this is how it should go. God knows and has a perfect plan for each one of our lives. And if we walk with our hands wide open in total surrender at all times, whether we're in a good season or bad season, holding on to nothing what we think that we need, God will just show up. And I think of Josh and I as an amazing testimony to that. We've gone through some crazy things in our life and just have recently, and because as before, trying to hold on to things and make it go the way I thought it should go, I fell into depression. I fell into just a mess. And now that I've handed it over to God, I'm seeing things happen. And it's not until we surrender and relinquish our control and give it to Him, that we'll start to see things happen. And you look back and think, wow, how did that happen? Because that's not how I planned it to work. But it's always better than what I planned it to be. So if you're just wording, saying the words, truly think of the things that are going on in your life that you're trying to hold on to and trying to keep control, whether it's your kids, your finances, relationships, I mean, whatever, health. Quit trying to think and trying to make it work the way you want it to work and just give it to God.
It's really funny how the Lord works, because that's exactly what I was going to say. Climbing the mountain with your hands wide open. You know, I've been going through something lately that I have been trying to force the hand of God, because it's something that I want. And I don't know if He wants me to have it. I don't know if it's the right thing for my family. Only He does. But I've been trying. No, this is what you want, God. This is what you want. I know this is what you want, because it's what I want. And I don't know if it's what He wants. So I've been climbing this mountain all right here, grabbing onto things, and just, this is the vision that I had while I was playing the drums. And I see a little hold, so I grab there and I take a step. And I see a little hold and I grab there and take a step. Instead of saying, okay, God, take me to the top. Take me where you want me to go, and I'm going to get there. Whether it's the way you want me to go or the way that I don't really want to go, but you're going to take me there. That's when you are going to just rest in his arms and say, okay, I trust you. God, I am sorry that I've been trying to do it out of my own will, Father God. Remind us, Father God, that in our weakness, you are made strong. Father God, when we let go of everything is when you grab hold of everything, Father God. As we bring this song back up again, if there's something in your life that you're holding on to, or you're not necessarily climbing that mountain with your hands wide open, I invite you to come up to the altar and just say, God, I surrender all to you. God, I surrender every aspect of my life to you, Father God. Like Michelle said, your finances, your relationships, your jobs, your whatever. I just give it to you, God, and you'll take care of it, because you're going to take care of me, because I'm your child.
This mountain. trusting that you make something beautiful out of me. And I give it all to you, God. Trusting that you make something beautiful out of me. And I give it all to you, God. Trusting that you make something beautiful out of me. And I give it all to you, God. Trusting that you make something beautiful out of me.
This is about as easy as it's ever going to get coming from me. The Lord is saying that He is making us beautiful in His sight. His eyes behold our beauty, not what we think we should be or what others think we should be. He is making us beautiful because we are His creation. And so beautiful in His sight are we. Thank you, Jesus. So you keep climbing, and you keep climbing, and you keep giving it over to the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And we're beautiful in His sight. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't think God's done yet.
My name is Pam, and I'm here with my family, and I'm visiting from Oregon City, Oregon. I'm doing what my pastor would say is crossing the chicken line, because I'm really scared. The Lord has just been saying to me that you have to cross the chicken line, and that's part of climbing the mountain, and that's the only way that you can cross the chicken line and share with people the Lord is with your hands open. Because if you make a fist, you're closed up and you can't open up to anyone. He's instructed me, if you will. I work for the government, so he's instructed me to pray for people at work, which is really, really hard. And I have been doing that, and praise God, people have come to me and said, I have a doctor's appointment at 1 o'clock. Will you pray for me then? And I thank God and I praise God that I'm trying really hard to be open and listen to him and just climb this mountain with my hands wide open. So praise God. Thank you.
My heart and my soul.
surround me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. You are the only truth and the way. That you have carried. Thank you for your blood that was shed. You took the weight of sin upon your shoulders and sacrificed your life so I could live. Your life so I could live. Now nothing is holding me back from you, Redeemer of my soul. Now nothing can hold me back from you. Your love will never let me go. Thank you for your death and resurrection. Thank you for the power of your blood. 'Cause I am overwhelmed by your affection, the kindness and the greatness of your love. Oh, the kindness and the greatness of your love. Now nothing can hold me back from you, Redeemer of my soul. Now nothing can hold me back from you. Your love will never let me go.
Your love will never let me go. holding me back from you, Redeemer of my soul. Nothing can hold me back from you. Your love will never let me go.
Climbing the mountain with our hands wide open, that's when nothing can hold us back from Him. When we have everything surrendered before Him and He has full reign in our lives, that's when He can move the most. That's when we're going to see that fruit.
Let it rain. gates of heaven. We feel the rains of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. We feel the rain of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Let it.
Open the floodgates. I know we've talked about this song many times, about mountains in our lives. But I feel like that the Spirit of God is alive and He is well in this congregation right now. And I believe that where a body of believers comes together and we lift up the name of Jesus Christ, things happen. Things get changed. And I want you to know, congregation, that if you have a mountain in your life, which I'm sure most of us do, I have a mountain in my life. We have obstacles in our lives. We have things that are hindering us from seeing the other side. But I want us to believe as a body of believers that when Christ died upon the cross and He said it is finished, that means it is finished. So we have to believe today that we leave from here, that mountain that we have surrendered to, that we have given up, that we have placed upon the throne of Jesus Christ's feet and say, we give it to you, we surrender to you, that mountain is abolished. So we just have to believe that we leave here today, that it is no longer a place that is going to keep us from seeing the other side. Amen, church?
darkness into the light, lifting our sorrows, bearing our burdens, healing our hearts. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. To the light, lifting our sorrows, bearing our burdens, healing our hearts. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, singing hallelujah. God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
make his praise,
so make his praise glorious. Glorious, glorious, oh, make his praise glorious, glorious, glorious,
for his name,
oh, for his name is glorious, glorious. God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah, 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 singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Love the work of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we get to see the evidence, other times it's just deep and internal and an eternal work. So Lord, I just thank you for the lives, the hearts, your children that have been touched today. Thank you, Lord, for putting worship in our mouth. Thank you, Lord, for inspiring us to sing songs to you. Because you just bless us with your presence when we do. You just shower us with rain from heaven when we do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of living God, fall afresh on us today. Let no past experiences whether good or bad, hinder your work in us today. We fully submit. We climb this mountain with our hands wide open, as impossible as that may sound. As impossible as sometimes that is to do, we choose to let go. We choose to take your hand and let that be our balance in life. Just release your glory here today, Lord. Release your glory. Wind of heaven, blow. Blow on us, Lord. Blow on us, Lord. Let your glory fall. Let it make us undone. Let us make us more undignified than we've ever been. Carefree hearts. Blow on us. Blow on us, Lord. We want nothing more than you. We're here for you. That's why we've gathered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sensing right now as Glenn's playing, every oppressive spirit, every depressing spirit, every demonic work that's been trying to hold you, it's just being broken off of your life. I don't know who you are, but just receive those waves of freedom. You're even saying to yourself, how can just a strumming guitar do that? It's because it's not strumming guitar, it's a sound from heaven. It's a sound of freedom. It's a sound of deliverance. It's a sound of awakening for some right now. Your heart's being awakened to God. It's like your heart's rubbing the sleep out of its eyes and it's going, oh wow, this is life. Yeah, God's teaching us life 101. And it's all about Jesus. That's the first lesson. And the last, Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What is happening? Are we stepping into time warps? What? An hour and a half just like that. Some of you are going like, wow, 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 wow. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I know that Pastor Josh has a word burning in his heart, right? And the children have a message that I have downstairs. So would the children please come up? Thank you, team. Thank you, Glenn. I know your hands got to be hurting by now since 8:30 playing. Holy cow. Praise God. Hey, I want to encourage you guys, and you guys too, to sing to the Lord. If you don't know songs, just sing to the Lord. Just make something up. Just sing to Him. Something's being released in this day when we sing, and it can just be something simple like, thank you, Lord, for your love. Something simple. That's not it. I didn't just make that up. But the other day, I was driving somewhere, and this psalm came to me, and it just continues to speak to my heart. I actually trying to put it to guitar and music, but I've sang so many that I've never remembered, and it's like a prayer between Him and I. It's like a declaration between Him and I, and you know that's biblical. It says that we're actually supposed to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and it's not just for me. It's for all of us. We need to learn to walk as the Spirit wants us to walk in this day. Well, Father, we just speak a blessing over your children. Thank you, Lord, for your children, God. And I pray today that you'd be with them. God, let their hearts receive your word for them. Help them, Lord, to understand what they hear. And help them, Lord, to receive it, God, in such a way that they can share it and live it for others and for you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Thank God Jesus is alive. That's loud. Thank God Jesus is alive. God is good, yes? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read some from Romans 8 this morning and just see where the Lord leads us, but he's definitely been speaking to my heart a lot. As I can tell, he's been dealing with a lot of you guys as well here this morning, and I'm sure it's way before this morning. But thank you, Lord God, that you are alive. Thank you that you are awesome, Lord, that you're here. Thank you that your love surrounds us, Heavenly Father. Thank you that you make a way where there seems to be no other way. Thank you that you have sent your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to purchase us back, to redeem us, to take us from darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for giving us a life of freedom. Freedom in you, for adopting us as your children. Thank you that because of Jesus Christ, we are made alive. Thank you for what you're doing in our hearts and in our lives, Lord. We want more of you, God. Give us that humble heart that would just approach you with everything laid out on the table. That we would seek you passionately, Lord. Knowing that you'll reward us when we do so. I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect word. Would you just guide me now? Open hearts to receive. Open my heart, God, to receive. Holy Spirit, thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 8. I'm going to read a few verses here from the Message. I found this very interesting. It says, Romans 8, starting in 1, it says, with the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, the fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud. Amen? Amen. No longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The Spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. Thank you, Lord. God went for the jugular when he sent his own son. He didn't deal with the problem as something remote and unimportant. Thank you, Lord. In his son Jesus, he personally took on human condition, entered the disordered mess of struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. The law code, weakened as it always was by fractured human nature, could never have done that. The law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin instead of a deep healing. And now what the law code asked for but we couldn't deliver is accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. As we embrace what the Spirit of God is doing within each one of us. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Anybody been there before? Been there, done that? Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God alive in them. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores God, who ignores God is, and what, I'm sorry, that person ignores God and what he's doing. And God isn't pleased with being ignored. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed the invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you what he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. You guys getting this? This is good stuff. Bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. God bless you. With his Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ's. So don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are, Father and children. And we know what we're going to get. We know that we're going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we certainly are going to go through the good times with him. Amen? All right, I'm done. That was easy. The Word of God says that we are, let's see here. It says that we are, let's just go to verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Daddy. Jesus, Jesus. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. This morning, as the Lord so graciously is very persistent in driving something home, and I was very thankful. I'm very thankful that he would take the time always, but he would take the time to speak to me directly, and of all people, through my wife. What do you know? That's exciting, though. That's exciting. That's good stuff. And what God's saying is he brought this scripture to me. It says, you don't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption. And by that, we cry out, Daddy, Daddy, Papa, what's next? Your spirit's alive in me. It says in the next verse that his spirit bears witness with ours that we are his children. See, and coming out of that bondage that we're all familiar with, a lot of times we try to hold on to that bondage. We try to make the way instead of climb that mountain with my hands wide open, right? Instead, we try to hold on to every little thing because it's easy, because it's our world. We don't want to risk this. We don't want to let this go and let that go because we know that it needs to be done this way. Or out of fear, which it says, out of fear, we're holding on. And we don't want to let go because we need it to be done right. What Stephen was saying, he's like, I want it. I want it, God, and I hope you want me to want it. And I've been there many, many times. And how many of us have children? You have children in here? 3, 4 of us, wow. Well, us 4 people have made a whole lot of children in this place. But a lot of times we kind of try to default back to that spirit of bondage, and we tend to lean back to that spirit of bondage and hold on to things in our life that we see has to be this way because we're so afraid if we don't let it go, then this is going to happen and this is going to happen and our world's just going to go out of control. And God's just saying, I'm right here. You're free from that spirit of bondage. This morning he's saying we're free from that spirit of bondage. That religious spirit that says you've got to do it all and you've got to make it right and you've got everything's got to be in this box. That old law, as it would be in the Old Testament, that you imagine how people saw Jesus, they're so used to doing it this certain way for all these years, and he comes along and says, no, you say, but I say. Okay, you say it's a sin to murder somebody. I say you've sinned if you hate your brother in your heart. And they're going, whoa, wait a minute. Right? But what did they do? That spirit of bondage, that religious spirit, went after Jesus, didn't it? Went after Jesus, hung Jesus on the cross because they wanted it done their way. Because the enemy thought, of course, he had another thing coming, but he thought he had it going on. And I'm just saying today, this morning, as I'm laying on my face here again, thank you, Bodine's, by the way, for cleaning the carpet because it was really good. But as I'm laying on my face again, and the Lord's showing me, let go. I mean, he's saying it obvious, very obvious, you know. But in my heart, I'm just like, ah, because it's just so easy. I was having a talk with Melissa, I think it was yesterday, about my automatic reaction is no. Like, can I? No. And a lot of times that's out of fear. You know, my kids ask me something or anybody, you know, no. And why? Because I don't know what's going to happen if I say yes. If I say yes, then something's going to be out of my control, and it may go the way that I don't think it should go. Not leaving any room for God to have his way, just making it Josh's way. Anybody ever done that? I'm raising 2 hands, you feel me? Yeah. 2 hands, and if I had 2 more, if I was an octopus, I'd have all 8 of them up. Thank you, Lord, I'm not an octopus. But I'm saying we want to hold on to things. It's our fleshly nature to say, no, mine, mine. And in the end, in all that effort, oh, are we miserable? Oh, my goodness, am I miserable? And then I'm going back, and, you know, like the Israelites in the desert 40 years later, and I'm finally getting where I need to go. When had I just opened my hands wide open and allowed God, who adopted me, as his son. And I looked up that word adoption, and I looked up down to the 2 words together mean son and upright. So that adoption allows me to come out of the darkness and live as an upright child of God. That's good. Letting everything go, realizing how good he is. Is God good this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, we go through things. I mean, we're going to go through stuff. Life is not going to stop, okay? Your opportunities at failing will not stop because you gave your life to God. But through him, through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, we can stand here together, linking arms through prayer, through faith is what it takes to please God, and we can know that no matter what comes our way, that if we choose to live by the dictates of the Spirit, then life we will have, and we will have it in abundance. I pray, God, this morning that you would open our eyes, that you would open our spiritual eyes to see, Father, that you have everything worked out for our good. That if we go down just a few more verses, you have it all worked out together for those who believe and are called according to your purpose. Father, that spirit of adoption that allows us to stand upright as your daughters, as your sons in Christ, it gives us a freedom that we really have never experienced before, and it gets even better and better and better. I thank you for your freedom. I thank you, Abba Father, that I can cry out to you, knowing that you are the first and the only way to true freedom, that I don't have to hold on to this life, that I don't have to hold on to things, that I can climb a mountain with my hands wide open and know that you are right there the whole time. The steps that I might take on my own aren't the steps that you would have me to take. And I'm just praying right now for everybody that can hear my voice. In faith, we would pray together that you would guide our steps, that you would remove the scales from our eyes. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you. Be gone. The scales be lifted up by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, that we may have spiritual vision, being doers of your word, being those children of yours who you look down on and say, I am well pleased. Because you have provided a way. Not because of something we've done, but because you, mighty God, have provided a way for us. Do you guys agree with that prayer? That is from God himself. I thank you, Lord, because he wants us free. He wants us to cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. He wants us to have a childlike faith that says we don't have to be worried about what he thinks when I this. We don't have to be worried. I'm going to say Daddy to my God because he is my Daddy. Because there ain't no Daddy like him. I'm going to say Daddy, and I don't care who's around. Because he's the one that's given me freedom. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit of adoption. Think of somebody who's adopted. They're coming from a situation or a place that is not so hopeful in the natural. Typically, they don't have parents to take care of them, right? They're in some sort of a facility or some sort of a holding place. They don't have the parents, the parental structure and love. And you think about when they get adopted. And they go in and it's like we get adopted and we walk in this great big doors and he says, here it is, it's yours. And we're going, whoa. You look back, whoa. Every time, whoa. It's like, wow, he's adopted us into his wonderful kingdom of freedom. Amen? We got a good prayer warrior right here. Anybody needs prayer, you need to ask her to pray for you. Taking the training wheels off. They're gone. I saw you praying. I saw you. Sometimes at home, like, you pray? Nope. Come on. You pray? Nope. But you do pray too, but then I see you walking around. Can I pray for you? Can I pray? I'm like, okay, there it is. Need prayer? Right here. Thank you, by the way. But we have sonship and daughtership through the Spirit of God. And we don't have to live according to the flesh. We don't have to go back to our old ways. And that's going to require a heart of humility. That's going to require us continually coming before God with our hearts just literally transparent, laying it out, holding nothing back. Well, he already knows. Well, you need to say it because you're holding on to it. You need to let it go. Yeah, he knows, but let it go. Speak it out. Let him know that you know. Let him hear it. And take that step of humility. Thank you, Lord. We are no longer like cowering and fearful slaves. Instead, we are the master's children. What a privilege. Because we are God's children, we share in great treasures as co-heirs. God has already given us his best gifts, his son, forgiveness, and eternal life, and he encourages us to ask him for whatever we need. And again, this morning, I would encourage you to read Romans 8. I've been reading it all week and a half, I don't know, something like that, 2 weeks now. And I would encourage you to read it and just allow the Spirit of God just to reveal truth to you. Because he won't stop. If you let him, he won't stop. He won't stop. And so this morning, let's stand together. And I just want to take a moment, again, just to prayer and just for us as a body, as a family, because we want to move forward, right? Everybody here would say, I want the best of what God has for me. It's up to you. I want the best of what God has for me. Amen? And in that, we, like I said, we need to continually allow our hearts to be open before God. Have a continual, I call it a portal, but it's just a continual relationship, a continual conversation all day throughout the day with our Lord and receive everything that he has for us. Because when you're doing that, it's very hard to hold on to some things, you know, with your own hands. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Oftentimes, that's why we like to kind of turn around and just kind of walk away a little bit and kind of do our business. And, okay, Lord, I mean, right? Am I the only one that does that? No. No. But, again, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. He leads us to all truth. The truth. And so I'm just going to pray as a body. I'm going to pray again. And, you know, you can agree with me. You can raise your hands. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. But this can be the start, say, for any of us who, you know, are going, okay, I agree. Oh, I see that. That's me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, and right now is that time. Right now is that decision. Maybe earlier you were supposed to come walk up here and get prayed for and you didn't. I don't know, maybe whatever, but right now is the time. In your seat, isn't that amazing? God can work anywhere, amen? With an open heart, he can work anywhere, right? So, I'm going to pray, and you can pray out loud, you can pray silently, you can lift your hands, you can dance, you can talk, don't sleep, can't sleep, but I'm going to pray, and together we're going to pray with faith that pleases God. So, Heavenly Father, we stand before you this morning, this afternoon rather, God, thanking you for every good and wonderful work that you have done, that you're doing, and that you will do in our lives, Lord. Knowing and understanding, God, that it's not by our own works, but it is by you and the Spirit of adoption, Jesus Christ, who has come and erased the penalty of death, erased the sting of death, erased the effects of sin, has given us a freedom in you, Lord. And so right now, for everybody, Father, that would agree with me, Lord, we just say today is a new day. This moment right now is a brand new moment. We decide and choose to walk in your freedom right now. We are your children. We are heirs of your kingdom with your son, Jesus Christ. So we get to walk in this freedom. And we choose it right now. And we just say, God, I repent. God, forgive me. Lord, I have held on to things and I have tried to control things and I have tried to make things happen my way. And I see that it's not the right way. And I release it to you with my hands wide open, Lord. Right now, I release it to you with my hands wide open. And this is not a prayer that I will say to walk out and do it all over again. This is a prayer, Father, that I'm believing has eternal weight. Father, and I will choose to keep a communication with you. I will choose to lay my heart transparent before you every moment, God. And I would ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would remind me, as faithful as you are, that you would remind me throughout the day to communicate with you. Remind me to just to stop for a minute and talk and hang out with you, Lord. Thank you for adopting us. Thank you for giving us life and freedom. Thank you for the spirit of worship which glorifies you and you only. Thank you that we're alive. God, you are awesome, and there's no other way to put it. So I thank you for what you do in our lives, in our spouses, in our children, in our parents. I thank you in our friends and our neighbors, God. May we be the salt of the earth. May we be the light of the earth, God, because this day right now you give us freedom. So we're just walking in it. We're walking in it, and we're going to stay free because Jesus says so. Because Jesus says so, that's it. Because Jesus is alive and dwelling in us through his Spirit. Thank you for that same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is alive in us. And we just salute you. Can we just give him a thank you, a clap offering, and just say, thank you, Lord. God, we thank you that you are so awesome. We thank you, Lord, that you are so awesome. Thank you, Lord. That was good. Huh? God is good. Well, we have a couple here that's getting that's going to pray. If anybody would like prayer, tell me your names again. Joe and Christine. Sorry, I do that. I know. I didn't mean it. You guys would come up here, please. Pretty please. And they would just like to, because we're officially done after this. I have one more thing to say, but I just want everybody to see who they are so you know. But they would like to pray for anybody. You know what? Melissa would too. Melissa and these guys would like to pray for anybody that would like prayer. And so please don't hesitate. It doesn't matter anything. They're here. God has laid it on their hearts, and they're being obedient. So there they are. One more thing. Today is the day that if you're going to camp, I need to come talk to you right now as soon as I hang up this mic right over here. And if I'm not able to talk to you, then you can't go or your children can't go. God bless you guys. You can go get your children and love you all and all the other good stuff. Hello, 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 hello.